Brexit. Is today the day that a deal will finally be done? Well, speaking today, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said he is hopeful that it can happen.
There is a pathway to a possible deal, but there are many issues that still need to be fully resolved, particularly around the consent mechanism and also some issues around customs and VAT. I spoke to the Prime Minister by phone this morning, and I've been in contact as well with the European Commission. And I do think we are making progress, but there are issues yet to be resolved. And hopefully that can be done today, allowing us to ratify the agreement at European Council tomorrow, allowing the House of Commons to give its view on it on Saturday. But if it's not, there is still more time. The 31st of October is still a few weeks away, and there is the possibility of an additional summit before that, if we need one.
Tony Connolly, our Europe editor, is in Brussels. So, Tony, bring us up to speed. Where are we at this lunchtime?
Well, Claire, there was due to be a meeting of EU27 ambassadors right about now that were going to be briefed by Michel Barnier as to whether or not a deal had been reached. And then the ambassadors would have a fair idea from his briefing as to whether or not they could endorse what has been agreed. And then that would flow then into the European Council, the summit of EU leaders tomorrow. But that has been postponed now until 5 o'clock this afternoon. Again, an indication of the fact that there are still difficulties on the three key issues which remain, and that is VAT, which is something of a last-minute problem that has taken some people by surprise, the consent issue again, and also what are called level playing field provisions, which relate more properly to the future trade agreement, but nonetheless are being worked up and are linked to the agreement. I'm just actually getting a text message as we speak to say that things are looking good. Sounds like game on, I'm told, from a very good source. But I'll follow up with that if I can. But again, those are the issues which have bedeviled the last part of this process.
Just on deadlines, I mean, if it gets to 5 o'clock and the ambassadors are briefed at that point, they'll have to take back this text. It'll have to be translated and assessed by each member state's legal team. Is that the case before it can be ratified at the summit? And when is the actual deadline? If we go past 5 o'clock, is it game over and we have to, or Britain has to seek an extension? Explain that to us.
Yes, well, the ambassadors will give, I suppose, a political endorsement, but each member state has its own Brexit coordinator here in Brussels, and they will be going through the text ahead of that meeting and we'll make sure it's all fine. And then, of course, once the ambassadors endorse it, then it goes up to the European Council tomorrow. The legal translation, that's absolutely true, that it has to be translated into all the official languages. It has to be legally scrubbed, as they say. But remember, a lot of the withdrawal agreement is intact. It's only the Irish protocol which is being tinkered with, if that's the right expression. So that shouldn't take that long, one imagines. But in terms of being precise about it, it's actually the European Parliament that formally ratifies it on behalf of the European Union. Political leaders would give their political consent at the summit this week. But again, it's the two parliaments, the House of Commons and the European Parliament, which formally ratify the treaty.
Now, you reported earlier, and I'm not sure, given that text you've just had, whether this is relevant, but you said that political developments in London, it was understood, were holding up a final agreement. What was happening there with that?
Yes, there was a meeting this morning between the DUP and Number 10, Boris Johnson, and of course there was that phone call between Leo Varadkar and Boris Johnson as well, and a phone call between the Taoiseach and Michel Barnier. So the feeling in Brussels was that the consent issue was holding things up, and that was something that was being discussed in London, and there was a sense that perhaps the negotiators here couldn't simply give the green light while those political last-minute hagglings were happening in London. So there was a sense of helplessness, I guess, that things had to wait until the London process played itself out.
And this other problem that you mentioned, the level playing field provisions, that there would be no undercutting by the UK in relation to standards, labour and regulations. Are you getting the sense now that that too has been resolved?
Well, that has become a bit of an issue at the last minute, and that is because Boris Johnson has said he wanted to dilute the commitments made by Theresa May when she negotiated the withdrawal agreement. Essentially, the EU is saying, look, the UK is one of the fifth biggest economy in the world. When it leaves, it's going to be a direct competitor with the EU. So we want to make sure, as part of our divorce treaty, that that competition is fair and it's on a level playing field. So in other words, the UK wouldn't be ditching environmental and state aid and labour and social standards when it comes to the manufacture of goods, because obviously if they weren't complying with those standards, it would be a lot cheaper for them to make those goods. But Boris Johnson wants a much more arm's length treaty trade agreement between the EU and the UK. So he wasn't particularly bothered by those commitments that Theresa May has made. And that has made some countries, particularly France and Germany, a bit nervous about going ahead with this.
OK, Tony, we'll leave it there for now. If there's anything else breaking, we'll keep in touch with you and we may talk to you again before the end of the News at One. Tony Connolly there in Brussels.